Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little bit better than I was last week at this time. You know, after coming off last week, we were brutal loss versus Cal. Now it's on to Hank Brown for Heisman, so a little better this week.
Yeah, I didn't really watch any of that game, to be honest with you. But, you know, good for him to get, I guess, an opportunity. Couldn't really have been much worse than Peyton Thorne. But, no, I was think we were both kind of impressed by our teams. Really impressed by Alabama to go on the road and fight back after, you know, I thought after the missed field goal, when it would have tied it up, I thought that it was going to, you know, I thought that kind of had, was going to show how the game was going to go, but that was kind of far from it. So, you know, I think if Van Dyke doesn't get hurt, I think it's a different story, but I don't know how much.
Yeah, I think Bama just took care of business. I honestly believe that if Bama would have turned around and just said, hey, here, Jam Miller, here, Justice Haynes, Milroe on a QB power, they Wisconsin would have never been able to stop it. Not once. And then they just put 9 in the box and you throw Ryan Williams on a go ball. It sounds so simple, Jacob.
It does. You should be the offensive coordinator.
Hey, they might have took me a few years ago when they had Bill O'Brien. They might have took me over there.
You know, anybody.
Speaking of folks that would take anybody right now, how about Mississippi State, man, getting swacked at home by Toledo last week? I mean, that's an all-time low for me, or for Miss State fans, I would think.
Yeah, how about Florida State?
0-3?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Memphis, you know, I feel like it's kind of ironic for him to get beat by his former team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, man, they're just bad. They're just really bad. So
he should have got out of town and went to Alabama when he had the chance, you know?
I know, right? It's just stupid. I'm thinking, thank God he didn't.
I've been praying for it.
Sure. Yeah,
something else that stood out to me last week. I mean, first game of the day, LSU, South Carolina. I mean, South Carolina had them on the ropes. If Lenoir's doesn't get hurt, South Carolina might win that game by 2 scores. Mm-hmm. LSU, I mean, you escaped with a win. Are you really happy? Probably not. I know South Carolina's really upset because we were talking about how their schedule plays out. Me and you both have them not doing too good, and you just let a really good signature win slip away from you like that.
Yeah. I mean, when you let, you know, Robbie Ashford's really one-dimensional. And that one dimension, he's really not that great at it either. So, you know, I just – when he comes in at quarterback, you kind of know what's about to happen. So, when you can prepare for that, especially on a game-winning drive. I mean, he did put the team in a good position to kick, you know, to kick it, to tie it up and, you know, miss a field goal by that much. You know, it's just unlucky.
Yeah, speaking of unlucky, we can take a look at our spread record last week. I was 11-2 outright, but 6-7 versus the spread. Jacob was 10-3 outright, and 6-7 versus the spread too. So because I got the game back on outright, me and Jacob were both tied at 41-10 versus the outright, and he still has the game up on me on the spread. He is at 23-18, and I have 22-19. So we've been slowly inching closer to 500 in the spread, Jacob. So hopefully we can get that right this week.
Yeah, we need to go up. Let's not go down. Mm-hmm. I think this week we got an opportunity, I think, to get some games back, or at least hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good mix of big spreads and small spreads.
Yeah.
So with small spreads, you're probably just pick 'em at that point. But with them big spreads like Texas, you know, it could get a little interesting with Arch at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think they missed a beat. It didn't seem like. So, you know, maybe he could be there saving grace for right now. You know, I don't really know what they have next week as far as SEC opener. But, you know, it's going to be – could be interesting. How long is Quinn out?
I think they said 2 weeks. I think it was for sure this week and then questionable next week. They play State at home next week. Wow. So,
that's easy.
You feel like Arch will be fine to go against that State 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's scared of Mississippi State at this point. So, all right, well, I guess we can go ahead and get into the games this week. First game that we – so we're going to have a mix of SEC games and then non-SEC games. We've got a few – I think it's three big matchups that we're going to pick that are outside the SEC. Those are going to be at the end. But first game of the SEC slate is Florida, who is 1-2, 0-1, coming to Starkville to play Mississippi State, who is also 1-2. Florida is a 6-point favorite. It's 11 a.m. kick on ESPN. What you going to go with?
First off, Jacob, will you remind everybody what time that 11 a.m. is?
I think you should do it.
Yeah, I think you got to do it last week, so I guess I should do it. That 11 a.m. kick is God's time, the central time zone, the time that God intended everything to be, best sporting thing. So with that being said, though, you know, I picked State to win this game to start the year with, and I've started to think that's a bad choice. Florida, I don't think we've seen the for sure who's starting. Probably going to be Graham Mertz. Maybe see a little bit of Lagway as well. But they did not look good versus A&M offensively last week. So they scare me a little bit. But it's hard to get worse than what Mississippi State did versus Toledo last week. So just basing off two bad performances from last week, I think Florida was the worst of the two evils. So give me Florida to win. And I'm going to take Mississippi State to cover in case they upset. That way I'll be able to get a game back right there. So give me Florida to win and State to cover.
I'm going to go upset. Give me state to win. You know, I think they're both bad. I think they're both bad. You said Florida was the worst of the two evils.
Well,
you mean to say better?
Better. Better of the two evils.
Yeah, they both suck. So, but I don't, you know, I don't really know why not Mississippi State, you know, why not them at home? You know, I think Toledo says the same thing. Why not? We're gonna go Mississippi State, and they're gonna give me a game back. So, all right. Next game is Ohio, who is 2-1 at Kentucky, who is 1-2, 0-1 in conference play. Kentucky is a 20-point favorite. That's 11:45 a.m. kick on SEC Network. I'm gonna go Kentucky to win. We're gonna go Kentucky to win. I don't know if I wanna pick them boys to cover. Because, you know, Ohio got me a super dog earlier in the year. So, man, I don't know. You go ahead and pick, and I'll tell you if I'll cover or not.
I'm going to take Kentucky to win and cover as well. Ohio has lost to Syracuse by 16 points this week, which I think was your super dog. I think you had them losing by like 17.5. Yep. So they lost by 16 to Syracuse, and then they beat South Alabama by 7 and Morgan State, who is – FCS, I think, by 15. So they haven't exactly lit the world on fire, winning both the games, well, 15 to an SCCF team and then 7 to South Alabama, who's not that great either, although they did score 88 points versus Northwestern State last week. So I'm going to take Kentucky to cover just because, you know, Ohio hasn't looked great offensively, but Kentucky hasn't either. I don't know how much of that was Georgia last week and how much was Kentucky, but rolling the dice, give me the Wildcats to cover.
I'm gonna go Ohio to cover. Kentucky to win, Ohio to cover on the road. They lose by 19.
Is that 19?
It's something. Yeah, as long as it's not 20. I don't hate it. I don't like it, but I don't hate it.
That's
offense is good at all.
It might not be wrong, Jacob, but it might not be right either. So we don't know.
Yeah, I'll know about Saturday about 3 o'clock.
Yep, that's true. All right, I'll go ahead and jump to the next one. The next one is Arkansas, 2-1 at Auburn, who is also 2-1. The spread is Auburn -2.5. It's a 2:30 p.m. ESPN game that I'll be in attendance for, Jacob. Who are you going to take?
I'm going to go Woo Pig.
Take them.
We'll go Arkansas on the road to go in there and win. You know, they struggled at Oklahoma State to close the game out. They struggled against UAB at home. But I think they're dynamic, and I think they have a chance to pull off an upset in Jordan Hare. I think if it was a night, it'd be different because the Colt goes crazy. But I'm going to go Arkansas to upset.
Yeah, I don't absolutely hate it. You know, even though you're picking against my team, I could definitely see where this one's coming from, especially maybe if the game was in Fayetteville. But I think I'm going to take Auburn to win and cover just because of the 2.5. I think if the spread was 10, I probably would not take Auburn to cover. But 2.5, spread's been coming down all week. So Vegas isn't extremely excited about this game either, or Auburn the chances to win either. But I'm rocking with the boys. I'm homering it up. Give me Auburn to win and cover. Next, we got UCLA, 1-1. At number 16, LSU. LSU is 2-1, 1-0 in conference play. Spread is LSU 23.5. The game's at 240 on ABC. I think that's right. I think the 240 is right. And I'm going to take LSU to win, and I think LSU is going to win big in this game right here. So give me the Tigers to win and cover.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. UCLA is not good. I think LSU wins, and I think they cover big time. I think they come back, bounce back from last week, you know, the struggle win. Yeah, UCLA, I think they're
bad. They lost
Hawaii by 3.
They beat Hawaii by 3 in week 1, had a bye in week 2, and then Indiana beat them 42-13 last week at home. They were at UCLA and they lost by 29 to Indiana.
Yeah. Tigers, that's about all you got to say. All right, next one might arguably be your game of the week. Vanderbilt is 2-1, going to Como to play number 7 Missouri. Missouri is 3-0. Missouri is favored by 20. It's a 3:15 kick on the SEC Network. Go Missouri! I'm gonna get Missouri to win. I think Missouri is gonna cover. You know, we were high on Vandy, man. Not anymore. You can't go on the road and lose to Georgia State like that, and expect to be the country's team anymore. So I think they probably give Vandy, Missouri a shot early. I think Diego had a chance to do that, but I mean, if they can't beat Georgia State on the road, I don't think they're going to beat Missouri on the road. And so it sucks, but go Tigers.
Yeah, probably the saddest part of my week last week was seeing Vanderbilt lose to Georgia State at Turner Field. It really did break my heart for them boys, and I think it's not going to heal this week. Missouri's going to beat them, and Missouri's going to beat them fairly well, I think. I think they're going to cover the spread. There's not a single person on Vanderbilt's team that could probably double-team Luther Burden and stop him if Luther Burden really wanted the ball. So take Missouri to win and cover right there.
All right. Next game is definitely your game of the week. number 6, Tennessee, who is 3-0, going to Oklahoma. Number 15, Oklahoma, who is 3-0. Tennessee's a 7-point favorite, 6:30 kick on ABC. I'm going to go with Tennessee to win on the road. And I think Tennessee covers at 7. I think they win by like 10 on the road. Oklahoma's good. Heupel returning back to Oklahoma. But I think Tennessee's legit. So, Rocky Top.
Yeah, Tennessee has been lighting the world on fire. They really have. But they haven't played that many greats. People thought North Carolina State was good. They're not good. But that being said, Oklahoma has not lit the world on fire outside of beating the crap out of Temple to start the year. Struggle win versus Houston at home. And then they ended up winning by 15 versus Tulane, which sucks for us because the spread was 14.5 and we took the under. So I guess it is what it is. But I think Tennessee is going to go in Norman and get this upset win. This is a big game for Tennessee because you play Georgia and Alabama later in the year. If you can win this one, I think you can safely afford to lose the next two and just win your other games, and you're safely in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's also a big game for Oklahoma, though, because Oklahoma goes here, Auburn, and then it's either by Texas or Texas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a tough little 3-game stretch. They did not get no favors when it started conference play. But I just think Tennessee and Nico is going to be able to get the job done. I don't think Oklahoma's going to – they're experienced in the secondary and on defense, but I just don't think they're going to be able to stop Nico and them. So, give me the Vols to win and cover. I'm with you, 10, 14 maybe.
Yeah.
All right, next we got Bowling Green, 1-1, at number 25, Texas A&M. Welcome back to the top 25 A&M. I guess beating Florida, we'll get that for you. A&M is 2-1, 1-0 in conference play. The spread is 22.5. It's a 6:30 p.m. game. What you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go A&M to win. Take A&M to cover, too. Trivia question. Where is Bowling Green?
It is in Ohio.
There you go.
It is in fact, not in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
That's where Western Kentucky is.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But Jacob got one up on me a few weeks ago when we were talking about that. So hats off to Jacob.
Okay. It was us that were talking about it. I couldn't remember.
Yep, it was. We were on the way to the Trash Panda game to watch the Trash Pandas lose.
Yeah, the one that you almost got chunked at.
It happens. It happens. Life goes on, you know.
So, yeah, A&M wins, covers. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. A&M to win and cover. You know, it just seems like A&M has been getting these low spreads against not good teams. I mean,
no way that McNeese spread was real.
Yeah, I don't know where that guy got that. I got it from some guy that wrote for Sports Illustrated at A&M, and I don't know where he got that one unless he just asked his wife what he thought a good spread would be or something like that. A&M's gonna win and cover. Bowling Green's just not good. Kyle Field at night's nice place to play, so give me the Aggies. All right, next we got Akron, 2-1. I think Joe Moorhead still might be the coach here. Is Joe Moorhead still at Akron? Do you know? But anyways, they're 2-1 at South Carolina. South Carolina is 2-1 as well after their loss last week to LSU. They're 1-1 in conference play because they beat Kentucky week two, and like I said, lost to LSU last week. The spread is South Carolina, 27.5, 6:30 p.m. ESPNU game. I'm going to take South Carolina win. I got to think a little bit on the spread right here because we saw South Carolina destroy. They can score points. They did versus Kentucky. They scored versus LSU, but they struggled against a not so good opponent the first week. So I'm starting to wonder if it's a little bit of like playing down or up to your competition. But I'm going to take them to cover. Rutgers beat Akron by 49-17 in week two. Ohio State beat them by 46 in week one. And they only beat Colgate by 11 last week. So I think South Carolina is going to cover this game right here. So give me South Carolina to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm with you. I saw the 49-17 and I was like, well, that's all I need to know. I think South Carolina wins. I think they cover 28. I think they do it kind of easy, regardless of who starts a quarterback.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. There's nobody that can, I don't think, on Akron that is fast enough to run down Mr. Ashford, probably. Although, you know, Lenores, he impressed me last week. He really did until he got hurt. So we'll see. Also, I was right. Joe Moorhead still is the coach there. So,
yeah. Well, no wonder they're not good. All right. Next game. Georgia Southern, who is 2-1, at number 5, Ole Miss, who is 3-0. Ole Miss is a 36.5-point favorite, 6:45 kick on the SEC Network. Ole Miss wins and Ole Miss covers. I mean, they're just really good. Went beat Wake Forest so bad that they didn't want to play the second game next year. I don't think Georgia Southern is going to come in there and win by – I don't think they're going to come in there and lose by 36 or less. So I think Ole Miss puts a beating on them.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. If there's one thing that's certain in life is that Lane Kiffin, when he plays a group of five team, is going to run the score up. He's going to try and beat them as bad as they can. So Jackson Dart's leading the conference in passing yards. He's thrown for
probably 2,000.
He's thrown for not quite 2,000. Oh, he's at 1,200 right now. But that's still more than 300 anybody else in the league right now. Behind Garrett Nussmeyer, second. He's second, and Dart is second in the league with touchdowns. He's at 8 compared to Nussmeyer's 10. So he's probably been the most consistent quarterback of anybody this year. And like I said, Elaine loves to run the score up, so give me Ole Miss to win and cover.
Yeah. All right. In the final SEC game of the weekend, UL Monroe, who is 2-0, coming to Texas, number 1 Texas, who is 3-0. Texas is a 44.5-point favorite. 7 p.m. kick on ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus. What you going to go with?
I'm going to take Texas to win, but I don't think they're going to cover. I think 44 is a lot. I mean, that's six touchdowns with your backup quarterback. Now, your backup quarterback is 5-star Arch Manning. But Louisiana Monroe beat the fighting UAB Blazers by like 25 in week two. So I think they're going to go in there and win. And are there – no, Texas is going to win. Texas is going to win, but Louisiana Monroe is going to lose by 42. So give me Texas a win, but to not cover.
Man, the over under 52.5.
So they think 8 points?
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, I'm gonna go Texas to win and cover. I think they're gonna beat them. I think they're gonna beat the dog right off. I don't think it matters. So Texas is really good. Sark is really good. So I think Texas wins, and I think they cover.
What would be let's say the spread is 50. Does Texas cover?
No. I think this final score is gonna be like 52-7. So that's 45.
Okay. So barely, but a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So like Jacob said, that concludes our SEC games. Alabama and Georgia have bye weeks before they play each other next week. So if it's not a great game, like I don't know what the coaches were doing the past 2 weeks.
Trying to see how they can see Mr. Trump.
Right, that's so. I wonder, you think Trump would go in the Bama locker room or the Georgia locker room before the game? Which one are you thinking?
I think Bama.
You think so?
For sure. He loves mm-hmm.
it. He's been to see him three times now. Been to see him three times now.
Yep.
I guess I know one of them was LSU. I saw the stats. And then I don't remember the other one. Was it the national championship game with Georgia?
It must have been.
Yeah, I think so too. So let's get right. Game of the week. Game day, no doubt, will be in Tuscaloosa next week. So,
oh, yeah, no doubt.
All right. So, like Jacob said, we're going to go through, and I think most of the time we'll be able to go through all the top 25 games, especially if they're non-SEC games. But the first one is a Friday night game, is number 24, Illinois, 3-0, at number 23, Nebraska, who is also 3-0. Nebraska is a -7.5-point favorite, and it's 7 p.m. Friday night on Fox. Who are you going with?
I think Nebraska wins at home. At 7.5, though, I don't know. You know, it's, I think it has the opportunity to be close, but you know, how good is Illinois? I don't know, to be exact. I know they just won this past weekend. Who'd they play this past weekend?
They beat Central Michigan 30-9. They beat Kansas 2 weeks ago, 23-17. And then they beat Eastern Illinois 45-0 to start the year.
Yeah. I'm going to go Nebraska to cover as well. Take them to win and cover. I think they can win by like 10 at home at night. Matt Rhule getting the boys started off at 4-0. You know, where does that – I mean, that sets you up for a pretty good stretch going into Ohio State, because, I mean, you go to Purdue, obviously they're going to let you down if you need them to cover for you. They're going to obviously let you down. Then you got Rutgers at home, you know. Then you go to Indiana, so that one could be a close one.
Just for a clarification, Jacob, do you know who picked them to cover last week, and what was the score of that game?
I picked it. Let's just go back and see. Let's just relive it. I watched it. I was watching it. I was watching the game. 66-7. I needed them to cover.
10.5 is what it was.
10.5, yeah.
They were close, Jacob. They were close.
And what's crazy is the line dropped closer to kickoff. It was 7.5 before kickoff.
You were feeling pretty good about that pick.
Yeah, I felt amazing. You know, especially the first drive, I was like, okay, cool. They score. I'm like, we're going to come out. We're going to score. Did not. I turned it off. I was just talking about, just pissed.
Yeah. So you said Nebraska wins and covers, right? Is that what you got?
Yeah.
You know, Lane Lowry, friend of the show, been on here a few times, brought this point up to me.
Friend of the show.
They win this week. They have two ranked games the rest of the year. Ohio State at Ohio State and at Southern Cal. Is Nebraska a playoff team at 10-2?
Could be.
We were talking about Tennessee and Oklahoma's playoff chances earlier. This is a pretty good game for Nebraska. I mean, take care of your other games. UCLA sucks. Wisconsin's not that great. It's without Tyler Van Dyke. And Indiana, they beat UCLA, but what does that really tell you? So win this one and look competitive in the other two, I think you're probably in the playoff. I think you're one of the three teams.
At Ohio State?
Yeah, it's at Ohio State. So, I mean, that's going to be tough. I'm not saying they're going to win. I just think they need a little competitive.
Yeah.
14 point loss. Yeah. So, because I'm kind of rooting for Matt Rhule to get in the playoffs, I think Nebraska's going to win and cover as well.
Great.
All right. Next, we got Southern Cal, number 11, 2-0, at Michigan. Michigan is number 18. They are 2-1. Southern Cal is favored by 5. 2:30 p.m. CBS game, which is kind of sad that we have a big 10 game on CBS at 2:30. Little sad. Don't miss the commentators, just miss the memories, you know.
You
but I'm going to take Southern Catawalk in there and win and cover. I just don't think Michigan is that good. So give me Miller Moss to light them boys up.
Yeah, USC, I think they're going to win and cover. Arkansas State only lost by 10 last week at Michigan. So I just don't think they're where they were last year, of course. But USC is going to win and cover.
All right, and the final game that we are picking this week is number 12, Utah, 3-0, at number 14, Oklahoma State, 3-0. Oklahoma State is favored by 2.5. It's a 3 p.m. Fox game, and I'm going to take the Utes to upset. I think I've decided today that I think Utah might be my team to come out of the Big 12, and I think this is a good starting point for them. So give me the Utes, and this is the battle of, like, the 27-year-old quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But I think Cam Rising, who I talked about so much last season and just never played, is going to come in there and get the job done. So give me the Utes.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I had Utah as an upset. I thought about picking that as a super dog earlier, but I didn't know we were picking it on the schedule. So, but yeah, Utah. I think Utah goes in there and wins, comes out with upset. Like you said, I think they're the favorite to come out of the Big 12, at least for both of us.
Mm-hmm. For now. I mean, you could see maybe Kansas State. I mean, Oklahoma State wins this game. It's possible they could be. Arizona got blown out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Tim. So, all right. Well, we're going to jump into our Super Dogs. Wells and I both went 0-2 last week. Wells is at 3-3. I'm at 4-2. So, I have two that I'm so very not confident in this week as well. I got Cal going on the road and upsetting Florida State. Florida State's a 2.5-point favorite. Cal goes and beats Auburn on the road. So I think they can do it. I think Cal goes and upsets Florida State, especially if Memphis can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cal can do it. All right. And, The covers were a little hard this week, so I think we both got some that are – well, I got one at least I think is going to be an outright win. Coastal Carolina covers 3.5 at Virginia. I don't think Virginia's that good. Coastal Carolina might not be that bad this year. But when you get a team like that coming to you – most of the time, you're a little more fired up when you go to a group of five, power mm-hmm. five at a group of five. So I think Coastal Carolina is going to be ready, and I think they cover the 3.5.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better about the pick, I was going to take them for my upset before you grabbed them. So hats off to you for getting to them first. And I will say something about Cal. Cal wins the next 2 weeks. They'll be 5-0. Miami wins next. I think they have a bye, and then
they play each other.
They'll be 4-0 and 5-0. There is not a single other ranked-on-ranked game right now. If Cal's 5-0, they got to be ranked. Look out in 2 weeks. It could be College Game Day in Cal Berkeley. Who would have thought that? ACC matchup, Cal Berkeley versus Miami, too. Imagine telling somebody that 3 years ago.
Yeah, nothing like going across the entire country to play an Atlantic Coast Conference game on the Pacific Coast. So. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to take Rutgers to upset at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is a 3.5-point favorite, so give me the Scarlet Knights to go up there and get the job done. And then I'm going to take Georgia Tech to cover versus number 19 Louisville. The spread is 10.5. Not really confident in that one. Not really confident in that one. But, you know, the Yellow Jackets, they got me one. Or they actually screwed me over to start the year. So let's hope they can make it right for me this week.
I don't hate it. I don't think it's a terrible pick at all.
All right, finally, America's team struggled a little last week, but it was in the rain. It was in the rain. That was the difference was.
Well, it's also because your starting quarterback has a broken finger.
Yeah,
one hand that helps or that mm-hmm. hurt, you know.
But it's get back week or it's get right week. So midfield 1-3 comes to Gordo. Gordo is 3-1. The spread is Gordo 35.5. Massey rankings has it predicted 42-6. So that's covering. I think they're going to
be right there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm with them. Gordo's covering. Give me Gordo to win and cover, and they're going to beat the crap out of midfield.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Gordo wins and covers. I don't think you have to really dive too deep in the playbook. So Gordo wins and Gordo covers. Got to hope for Winfield to lose too, to win the region at this point. You got to win out. Hope they lose too. I don't think that's going to happen, but, mm-hmm. Gordo wins. Gordo covers, bounce back, and get ready for reform next week.
8 Mile Road. A lot of history there.
Yeah, 100th meeting, right?
I think so. I think I saw the news, the local news, doing a little story on the Gordo Green Wave, man.
Like it.
Anything else, check it for this week?
No, I think that about wraps up. What episode is this? We were talking about this earlier. We got all
five.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, wraps up episode 5 of season 5. It just means less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.